take all morning. He couldn't sit up all morning. He just
lay down in bed.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
I sprung my foot. Hurt my foot.
Or you go like this, you say you butt the floor. You
hurt my foot on the floor.
Uh-huh. Or now if you just make a noise, like you go that, you say you...
Hit the floor.
Uh-huh. You say you stamp or stomp.
Stomp the floor.
Uh-huh. And if you see a friend of yours leaving a party alone and say you've got your car, you say, can I put you home? Can I?
Carry you home.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
And pull it?
And the other way would be...
Push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and you didn't have your car, you say you picked it up and...
Carried it on.
Anything else you'd say besides carried it?
Held it.
Uh-huh. What about toted it or packed it?
Yeah. I picked it up and packed it in my arm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
You better leave it alone.
So don't...
Don't touch it.
And you, if you needed a hammer, you'd tell somebody, go...
Bring me the hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and other children will hide.
Go hide and seek.
Okay. And when you're playing hide and seek, you... The tree you touch to be safe is called the...
Home.
And in football, you run toward the...
The football, run toward the goal.
And say if we're planning to meet in town, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
Wait on the...
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him, just give me one more...
Chance.
And... Someone always catches on to a joke. You say he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, well, we have termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get
rid of.
Did you ever say get shed
on? Yeah, that's what I always use, get shed on.
Uh-huh.
But I done said so many bad things. I hate to say them all bad. when you get back home, they be said, what you want to go where that nigga was at for? He's crazy.
He wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he made a fist and he was going to hit him,
He mauled his fist at us.
Uh-huh, and meaning he pretended he was going to hit him, you'd say he...
But he didn't.
Uh-huh. You say he acted as if he was going to hit him?
Yeah, so he acted like he was going to hit, but he didn't hit.
Uh-huh. What about he made out like he was going to
hit? Yeah, he made out like he was going to hit.
Which would you probably say?
Made out like he was going to hit.
And
he may act like he's going to hit, but he did.
Say if a child left his pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, you'd say, I bet somebody...
It stole my pencil.
And you'd say, I've just wrote him a letter.
I just wrote him a letter.
Huh?
So I just wrote a letter?
Uh-huh. And he has never wrote me...
Answered.
Uh-huh. Or he's never... What me a letter.
Wrote me a letter.
And you say, tomorrow I'm gonna...
Write him again.
And you say, I wrote him, it was time I was getting a...
An answer.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
Address, the back, only address.
Uh-huh. Anything old people used to say?
Backed it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say backed it?
Yeah.
And you say, well, I was gonna...
Huh? I said now, if I have a letter, I take it to some of the kids. I said back his letters for me. that's our old way of saying it, is back it. And so the older people still say it.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't write him because I didn't know his
address.
And if I ask you, when are y'all going to Houston? You might say, well, right now we're what to go next week. We're...
Hadn't decided yet.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say we're aiming to go or we're fixing to go?
Yeah, we're aiming to go.